the rest of the story. The end was near. Hal knew it. He could feel his life ebbing away inches at a time. First, it was the fatigue, gnawing, grinding listlessness that made the simplest task seem an impossible chore. Also, the usual 69-year-old aches and pains were intensifying as never before. And whether a separate manifestation or merely the result of compounding physical complaints, Hal was seized by a profound depression, the gloom of which seeped into the tiniest corners of his existence. No doubt about it, Hal was going to die. And if there had been a doubt before the night of October 7, there would be none thereafter. This is the rest of the story. Hal had first begun experiencing pain when urinating. He tried to ignore it, went to bed. In the middle of the night, excruciating spasms jolted him awake. He got up, tried to pass water, and could not. He called the doctor, who promptly catheterized him. Hal was relieved only for a while. After the catheter was removed, the problem recurred. The diagnosis seemed clear. Hal's prostate gland was badly inflamed. The old man's disease, it was called. And worse still, possibly cancer. Surgery indicated. And as soon as possible. In any event, his physicians informed him Hal would never really be fit again. And the inscription between those lines was clear. It was, Hal was certain, his epitaph. So understandably, he hastened to get his affairs in order. First on the list was to quit his job. He quit his job. The operation October 10 was hard on Hal. The after effects of the general anesthetic kept him in a stupor for days, and then came the terrible post-operative cramping. If he had to die anyway, Hal thought, why did the process have to take so long? But the process was to take even longer than Hal had anticipated. For you see, the nocturnal attack which propelled him into surgery occurred on the night of October 7, 1963. And yet not only did he survive that night and the surgery subsequent, but he lived through the remainder of that year, and the next year, and the next, and the ones after that. In fact, Hal, who was 69 when he concluded that his life was over, actually died in 1986, 23 years later, at the ripe and comparatively vigorous old age of 92. Therein is a lesson for us all. That often when you're feeling your worst, you make your worst decisions. Hal did. Remember, no sooner did his plumbing shut down than he quit his job. No sooner did he run into that first symptom than he just out and out resigned from the position which he had cherished for almost 7 years. And once he walked out that door, it was closed forever behind him. And thus, in a moment of discomfort and confusion, was history altered. When Hal, Harold Macmillan, impulsively telephoned the Queen and terminated his career as the Prime Minister of England. And now you know the rest of the story.